A monument to the Ten Commandments is playing a major role in tomorrow's Republican primary in Alabama. The state Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore was ousted last year when he refused to obey a federal judge's order to remove the monument from the state judicial building. Moore's supporters are targeting those in the primary that they feel betrayed him. Melanie Peoples reports.
The decision by the state Supreme Court to override its Chief Justice Roy Moore and remove his monument was unanimous. One of those justices, Jean Brown, headed the special panel that worked to install a new display in the Alabama Judicial Building. This one includes the Ten Commandments, but puts them alongside the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. Brown is seeking renomination in tomorrow's primary. Her TV ads try to portray her role in a positive light.
My job is to strictly interpret the laws, not make new ones. It was such a sad day when we had to comply with a federal judge's order to remove the Ten Commandments display in our court. That's why I led the effort to bring them back. Today I'm proud to say the Ten Commandments are legally back in our courthouse. It was the right thing to do, and we did it the right way.
Not everyone agrees.
First, liberal judges banned school prayer. Then they legalized abortion. Today, they're destroying marriage and taking God out of our public life. It's created a moral crisis, and judges are on the front lines.
That's an ad for Tom Parker. He's running for one of three seats up for grabs on the state Supreme Court, and he's clearly targeting those people he sees as bowing to liberal special interests.
Jean Brown, she removed the Ten Commandments and insulted us with her politically correct ACLU-approved display. Tom Parker was a top aide to Roy Moore and has more support.
Once upon a time, politics was about Democrat versus Republican, or liberal versus conservative. In several of tomorrow's primaries, it's simply down to this. You're either for Roy Moore and God, or you're not.
We know that expression, holier than thou, and I think each candidate is trying to say, I'm holier than thou.
Bill Stewart is a political science professor emeritus at the University of Alabama. Stewart says it would be short-sighted for GOP voters to use Roy Moore as a litmus test to determine who's a true Republican. There's also a risk that this back and forth is turning off voters.
I don't like that kind of advertising or campaigning.
Sheila Grice, a homemaker and mother of two coming out of an electronics store in Birmingham, says it doesn't wash with her.
It's like, well, Moore's supporting me, so I'm the more religious of the two, and I am the one you should pick instead of picking somebody on their record. It's bad campaigning, as far as I'm concerned.
Several Moore-supported candidates are running in tomorrow's primary, including Moore's own attorney, who's running a long-shot race against Republican Congressman Spencer Bacus. But Alabama Republican Chairman Marty Connors insists he has no problem with all these challengers within the party. He says the real enemy are Democratic trial lawyers.
The glue that keeps my coalition together oftentimes is the enemy. And that enemy in this case is plaintiff attorneys. So we may have some differences in the short run, but when it's all said and done, we don't want trial lawyers running the state of Alabama, and we're going to fight them.
Still, it bears watching what Roy Moore's supporters will do after tomorrow, win or lose. Some speculate that Moore himself may run for governor in 2006, when the term of Bob Riley, also a Republican, is up. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples.